Thanks for waking up with WKOK Sunrise on News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
Thank you for joining us on WKOK Sunrise. Rob Center, fabulous in every way. Mr. Matt Catrillo's doing a fabulous job in the newsroom as well, keeping us up to date on traffic. He says everything is fine around here, no dilemmas. The usual slow spots are slow on Duke Street, North Emmeline, and slow getting past the school and through Riverside in Danville. That's all normal. In the studio with us today, Sarah Kelly is back. She's Director of Religious Growth and Learning at the Unitarian Universalist Congregation of the Susquehanna Valley, better known as the UU Church around here. Very popular place. Stupendous yard sale a couple of times a year. I've donated to it and I've purchased from it, so I think it's pretty much a wash.
We appreciate that.
Yeah, you got some good stuff there. So Sarah is back from the UU Church, and Sandy Field is here. We talked to her about the climate strike months ago, and she's back. She is PhD chair of the Susquehanna Valley, Central Susquehanna Valley PA chapter of Climate Reality Project, which is really just trying to get the word out and make sure everybody knows what they can do. So welcome back, Sandy.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Very much appreciated. All right, two events this week. One comes up on Wednesday, one on Thursday at the UU Church. Introduce this to us, and then we'll find out what they're all about.
Right. The church this year is doing a whole study on climate change and climate justice as our social justice issue. The congregation has been trying to choose a different social justice issue to study every year, and this is one of the events we wanted to be able to do primarily for our adult congregants to be able to understand a little bit more about climate change and about climate justice and why this is an issue that we as religious folks and as people with a moral compass ought to be paying attention to.
Climate justice. I have trouble when you're speaking in terms of religiosity, what mm-hmm. justice really means. Add climate to that. Sandy, you want to tackle that climate justice, a definition, if you can?
Well, so the way we think about it with Climate Reality Project is that the folks who can least afford it among us, the most vulnerable among us, will be affected the most by climate mm-hmm. change. And, you know, folks on those small islands, folks who don't have homeowners insurance, they lose everything and they can't recover from, you know, repeated flooding or fire events.
All right. So if you say, well, gee, I bought a house at the coast of New Jersey for a couple million bucks, folks can elevate it, move it back, whatever sort of happens, mm-hmm. they'll be able to cope. I live on a mountain in Northumberland, so I'm not going to get flooded by the higher ocean. So, I'll run more air conditioning if it gets too hot. So I can cope, but folks around the planet are struggling and already are, I should add.
They already are. And also, there's a tendency for industrial, you know, fossil fuel industry kind of plants and things to be located in places mm-hmm. of, people of color, minority people who don't have the political, the ability to say, you know, not in my backyard. These things are in their neighborhood. So they're already suffering from air and water pollution associated with that industry.
All right. So we are talking about two events coming up. Wednesday, what's the first one, if you would, please, Sarah?
The first one is Wednesday evening, and that is the 20th of November at 7 o'clock. Both of these events will happen at the UU Church on Route 11 in Northumberland. The address is 265 Point Township Drive. Most people know of it as next to the surplus outlet. So we're on Route 11 outside of Northumberland.
You were there first. That's the funny part. Yeah. But anyway.
Yes, we were. So that's Wednesday night.
Okay. And what, Sandy, tell us about your presentation then.
Right. So at Climate Reality Project, we are focused on connecting with people about the climate crisis and urging them to take action. So the talk that I'll give on Wednesday night will be evidence for the climate crisis, so basically must we change, and then can we change, which is the solutions for the climate crisis, so wind and solar energy, what's going on in electric cars, things like that. And then the final part of it is will we change, which is kind of the political aspect. We're a nonpartisan global organization, but we do talk about, you know, whether we have the political will to move forward on the things that need to be done to battle the climate crisis.
And do you want the folks to go that call our show and say, well, you know, 20 years ago you said things were getting cooler, or if the planet is warming, why is it 33 degrees? That's 5 degrees below normal. We've been, you know, up to 20 degrees below normal lately.
I think there's a lot in the talk for everyone. I think there's a lot of information. There's a lot of really compelling stories of people who are on the front lines right now battling the climate crisis, and we're going to have a chance for discussion and questions at the end. So yes, I welcome everyone. We're, as I say, we're nonpartisan, and there's, you know, there's something for everyone in climate action, whether you're doing it for social justice reasons or you're taking action because you see that the future is electric, you know, that we need to move away from fossil fuels and that's where the jobs are going to be, then that's an excellent reason to change as well.
All right. Then comes Thursday morning, 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. Now, a little bit different time, so a different audience maybe could be attracted to this. Walk us through that on Thursday morning.
Right. So Thursday morning will be the same basic talk, only shorter version, maybe about a 20-minute talk. And then we do an action card activity, a card workshop, where we help people to understand what the carbon footprint is of the actions that they're already taking and what things they could do in the future, and then we help them to make a commitment to taking action. And it's a fun activity. It's developed by Professor Mick Smyer at Bucknell University based on psychological principles, and it really, by the end of it, people are laughing and joking and having fun, and it's really an excellent way to connect about the climate crisis.
And the structured portion is from 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. at the UU Church, but you also encourage folks to bring their lunch and stay for ongoing discussions.
Right. This is not a one-time kind of thing. You hear Sandy and then you're done. The hope is that people will be committed to learning more and to doing more, to thinking more, to talking to other people more, and being able to talk to each other and think through some of the actions that they've committed to take and some of the issues that Sandy's raised that morning will help them then go home at Thanksgiving and talk to all their relatives.
Right. The Climate Crisis, Taking Global and Local Action, is at the Unitarian Universalist mm-hmm. Congregation of the Susquehanna Valley near Northumberland. It is this Wednesday, 7 to 8 p.m. There was a climate presentation and discussion then Thursday morning from 10 to 11 with some action opportunities for individuals. What should everyone do? Maybe gather information on this. A lot of folks, of course, are already convinced and know and have taken some actions. What else can we do? Maybe we'll ask our good doctor about that.
Well, I mean, there are a lot of things that people can do depending on whether they want to take action in their homes or in their businesses or at a more, you know, the local politics kind of level. I mean, we need to vote for people who believe in the climate crisis and who want to take action. But also in your home, you know, you can do an energy audit and you can get started using that as a roadmap for how you can start with energy efficiency and then maybe move to having solar panels or just ways that you can move toward being more sustainable, being more energy efficient. And that's also true for businesses as well. They can look at their energy use, and in many cases, this can result in tremendous cost savings for businesses, especially.
All right, so there's one thing individuals can do. What else? I guess just maybe make yourself knowledgeable on this, and then it'll fall together what you can do.
I think that's a lot of it, is just understanding what a crisis the climate change is. We're no longer talking about someday this is going to be a problem. It is now, and we're noticing it now. And that's one of the reasons why the congregation is looking at it this year, is to be learning as much as we can possibly learn and figure out where we can plug ourselves in. Nobody can do everything. Nobody wants to do everything. But there are a lot of pieces of it that we can all help with and make the world livable for ourselves, for children, grandchildren, many generations from now.
And if you're a member of another congregation, make sure it's brought up and talked about and that people are having these discussions at your church, too.
Sure. It is for many people an economic discussion, but for a lot of people, it's a moral discussion. And there are many denominations that are starting to look at climate change and climate justice. There are a lot of Christian churches who are looking at it as you're desecrating God's creation. And that's a big reason for looking at it. For the Unitarian Universalists, one of our principles is the interconnected web of all existence. And for us, that means taking care of our Earth.
And we've seen climate make prices go up a wide range of ways. You have a farm, correct, Sandy?
No, that's my co-leader who's going to be helping me with the workshop. But one thing I'd like to add is that everyone who comes to the talks, Climate Reality Project, in partnership with One Tree Planted, will be planting a tree for everyone who comes to the talks either on Wednesday night or Thursday morning. And so we'll be planting trees around the world and around the country.
Right. Well, hopefully we'll send a reporter to the Thursday morning one. We'll sign up and we'll get a tree planted there.
It'll be
a tree
great.
Of knowledge if it's a reporter planted for a tree. Thank you both so much for coming in. UU Church, UUCSV.org has all the information about this climate crisis, taking global and local action. Wednesday night, 7 to 8 p.m., free and open to the public. Thursday morning, 10 to 11 a.m., plus ongoing discussion, and bring your own lunch afterwards. Sarah Kelly, Director of Religious Growth and Learning at Unitarian Church, and Sandy Field, a Ph.D., Chair of the Susquehanna Valley Chapter of the Climate Reality Project. Thank you both so much for coming in.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.